¡Órale! Bienvenidos and welcome to a solo edition of the Familia FFB podcast, the microwave version with Los Waivers. Gracias everybody for joining us. Como siempre es un placer y estamos aquí a sus órdenes. Please make sure you're checking out our website at familiaffb.com as well as our social media channels, FFamiliaFFB on Twitter and our Familia FFB Facebook page. Well, we're going to start off with a Monday Night Football recap. And well, after Sunday Night Football disappointed everybody with a great matchup that let everyone down, expectations were pretty low for Patriots-Jets. Well, it delivered with a pretty entertaining game, ending to the game after all. Down 10 points late in the third quarter, Cam Newton engineered three scoring drives in the fourth quarter, pulling out a 30-27 victory on a 51-yard field goal by Nick Folk as time expired. The Jets looked like they were going to pull victory out of the jaws of defeat or out of the jaws of a winless season, but they remain firmly atop the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes. Newton was efficient on the day, completing 27 of 35 passes for 274 yards, and he rushed for two touchdowns, including the one to tie the score in the closing minutes. He was pretty good. He completed 19 of his first 20 passes, and his primary target on the night was Jacoby Myers, who caught 12 of 14 targets for 169 yards. Newton just missed Myers on a bomb where Myers beat the defender and had nothing but green in front of him. It would have been about a 72-yarder, but Myers did make a sliding 20-yard grab with 3 seconds left to set up the game winner. So this guy is firmly on the waiver wire track, and we're going to talk about him in a minute. Damian Harris led the Patriots with 71 yards on 14 carries, but it was Rex Burkhead who accounted for the other New England score on a 1-yard plunge in the third quarter. So Burkhead finished with 67 yards. This backfield is always going to be a headache. We're just never going to know who's going to be getting primary touches on a week-to-week basis. On the Jets side, Joe Flacco had the deep ball working for him. He threw for 262 yards and 3 touchdowns with an interception. Interception late in the fourth quarter that kind of set up a score for the Patriots. The Jets will probably go back to Sam Darnold later in the season, but more than likely they're going to do that to see what they have in him and so they could build up his trade value for the offseason. But I doubt that they bring Darnold back before he's 100% healthy, because you don't want to showcase a damaged asset. Back to the game, Flacco connected twice with Breshad Perriman on TDs, including a 50-yarder on Flacco's best throw of the night. Perriman finished with catching 5 of 7 targets for 101 yards and 2 touchdowns. Again, last year he finished the season well late, so there could be something here for the late going. Jamison Crowder was kind of a disappointment, as he was healthy and caught both his targets for 26 yards without a score. Denzel Mims may be someone to keep an eye on for the future. He led the Jets with 8 targets, caught 4 of them for 62 yards. The Jets will want to see what they have in the rookie for the rest of the way, so keep an eye out. The Jet backfield left you with more doubts, more dudas than answers, as Frank Gore ran 12 times for 46 yards, and LaMichael Perrine got 6 carries for 19 yards. So another headache. I think just stay away. I think there was some talk about Perrine. I've talked about him a lot on the waiver wire episode. I don't think we're gonna see it. Well, let's get into some chisme, and starting off with CMC. He looked so good on his first game back, and now he's having an MRI on his shoulder. So Christian McCaffrey in doubt for week 10. So we'll keep an eye on the news for you and give you updates as the season goes along, but as the week goes along. So we're going to find out. Some COVID news. Big Ben, the biggest name on a little bit of an outbreak on the Steelers. Well, not an outbreak, but 4 players on the Steelers went on the COVID IR after Vance McDonald tested positive on Monday, and he played in the game. He played 20 snaps. Big Ben sat on the plane next to Vance McDonald. So we're going to keep an eye on this. He could be back, staying in contact with the team virtually if he does not test positive, but But he's going to have to be in the facility, in their facilities at various points, because he is rehabbing that knee injury that he suffered during the game. So we're going to keep an eye on this. But until then, be ready with Mason Rudolph and Adios Mio. We saw that enough of that last year. Over in the Browns, Baker Mayfield is participating in activities virtually after he got placed during last week on the reserve COVID IR list. So we're going to find out later in the week. He could be back by Sunday if he keeps testing negative. So we're going to see. As of the reports, he does not have the symptoms or does not have the virus yet. But he was in close contact with someone who tested positive. Over in the 49ers, Kendrick Bourne officially was placed on the COVID IR. So hopefully that's going to mean that hopefully he did not infect any other players in the wide receiver room, because Brandon Ayuk and Debo Samuel were also placed on because they had close contact. So we're going to keep an eye on that one for you. It's getting back to the Browns. Nick Chubb is going to practice this week, so there is a chance that he's going to play in Week 10 against the Texans, and they do not have a good run defense, so that's going to be one you're going to want to fire him up into your lineup immediately. Over in Bears camp, David Montgomery entered the league's concussion protocol. He got just quite the hit over on Sunday in the game against the Titans. So you know, it was just a tough one all around. We'll be talking about Lamar Miller in a minute, but Ryan Nall and Cordarrelle Patterson got some carries and some targets, but you know, and even I have David Montgomery in a league, he has not been any inspiring. He's been at best an RB2 who has really let you down. So but let's keep an eye on Lamar Miller. We'll talk about him in a minute. A torn ACL has knocked out Albert O. I'm sorry, big guy. I don't know how to say your last name. We'll have to get some practice for it during the off season. But he's out for the season. That gives Noah Fant just pretty much the entire tight end target share for the Denver Broncos. And he has been getting plenty of looks of late, though he did come out of the game with an ankle injury last time. So something to keep an eye on with him. Over in Washington, Kyle Allen is going to undergo season-ending ankle surgery. He suffered that ugly dislocation during the game against the Giants. I don't know what it is about Washington quarterbacks suffering ugly injuries. Joe Theismann, in 1985, he suffered his in November. It was right around my birthday. And then we had, como se dice, Alex Smith, he suffered his leg injury a couple years ago. So it's just ugly. Let's go over to the Colts. Coach Frank Reich is still expressing confidence in Jonathan Taylor. His touches definitely went down, you know, in the second half of the game after he did a fumble. So, you know, Jordan Wilkins is somebody to keep an eye on, maybe grab on the waiver wire, but we're going to see. And last bit of new cheesemade with the Colts, Jack Doyle has entered the league's concussion protocol. So that could mean more targets for Mo Alie-Cox and Trey Burton. But it pretty much knocks out Doyle this week since they do play on Thursday night. Well, let's get into those waivers. And starting off with the quarterbacks and Tua Tagovailoa. Owned in 24% of the leagues, he definitely has stepped up in the last 2 weeks. I mean, the first week, people were a little bit kind of questioning because of the fact that the game script did not call for him having to throw the ball. There were people who were, people were just going a little too nuts. It's early. He looked great last week. The Chargers on the other side, they are not good against the fantasy quarterbacks. They're number 29 in fantasy points per game allowed at 21.5 per game. So this game is another one that has a little bit of shootout potential. So because Justin Herbert's going to be on the other side, so that's going to be a nice fun showcase of the first round quarterbacks. Derek Carr, I don't know what happened with that game last week. It should have everything scripted out looking like Carr was going to be throwing a lot against Justin Herbert, but didn't happen. But again, He's got a great matchup with the Broncos this week. And the interesting thing is Derek Carr has been really good at home. He had one great game on the road against the Chiefs, but other than that, he has not gotten to 20 points in any of his road games. And in his home games, he's averaging 25.12 fantasy points. So, you know, we've talked about home road splits with quarterbacks like Drew Brees and Ben Roethlisberger. There might be a home and away Derek Carr narrative to be talked about. Drew Lock at the Raiders, two good weeks in a row where Drew Lock has been fantasy viable, so he could be a cheap DFS play for you this week. And again, you know, he's playing at the Raiders, so on the fast track, no problem with any weather affecting play. So Lock is going to be someone who, again, is going to be someone you want to be firing up maybe in two QB leagues. And again, I mentioned DFS. Everybody liked what they saw out of Jake Luton last week with 304 yards, a touchdown, and a running touchdown. He looked really good. Coach Doug Moreau has already said that Luton is going to likely get another start as Gardner Minshew recovers from his fractures in his thumb. Luton is owned in 3% of leagues, but one thing to keep in mind, you really only want him in super flex or two quarterback leagues, and maybe to bury on the bench, because this week he's playing the Packers, and the Packers are expected to get Jaire Alexander back, and he has really stepped up the play of the secondary and made them one of the elite secondaries against. So I wouldn't expect this, especially the game being at Green Bay. I wouldn't expect much from Luton this week, but he might be someone to keep in mind for down the road with some good matchups. Over on the running backs, a lot of guys to keep in mind. You know, nobody really taking over a starring role, but some guys that could be speculative picks. Gus Edwards being one. He's just not going away, familia. He is not going away. He's got last week he got 11 carries for 23 yards, but he got the goal line carry. The carries are kind of split down the middle, but in an emergency with you know, with bye weeks still upon us this week, Edwards is a guy to keep in mind. Wayne Gallman is another guy. You know, Devonta Freeman may come back, but Gallman really has looked like the better running back this week. In you know, since Saquon Barkley suffered his knee injury, he's owned 25% of leagues, of Yahoo leagues. Gallman had 68 yards rushing and a touchdown last week against that really good Washington front seven. So, you know, Gallman could be a guy to keep in mind. One guy that could be a one-week starter for you is Duke Johnson. He's playing at Cleveland. Revenge game narrative. I always love it when people call that out. But, you know, he did play four seasons with the Browns. But the important thing for this week, he may be a one-week play because David Johnson is in the concussion protocol, and Duke Johnson did total 73 yards last week and a touchdown. So he's on the 16% of leagues. He could be just kind of like a one-week flyer. Maybe it's kind of like a streaming running back. Where have we seen Kalen Ballage hype before? You know, and for him, revenge game narrative too. The Chargers are going to Miami, but he had 15 carries for 69 yards with Justin Jackson hurt and, you know, still kind of up in the air for this upcoming week. Kalen Ballage, he had the most of the carries, surprisingly, even with Joshua Kelly in the lineup. And healthy, but he had 39.2% of snaps last week for the Chargers. So he's owning 1% of leagues. Everybody needs running backs at this point in the season. So he's at the very least worth someone to grab, maybe to start or definitely to stash. A couple of speculative picks. I mentioned Lamar Miller with David Montgomery in concussion protocol. Again, this is someone who he could be elevated from the practice squad and brought on to play. They are playing on Monday Night Football against Minnesota in Chicago, so that could play in their favor. A dome team going on the road, playing in a little bit of weather in Chicago at night, so that's something to keep an eye on. Another guy, and we mentioned him last week, Cam Akers. He's owned in 30% of leagues. The Rams were off last week. Again, another speculative pick. We don't know about Daryl Henderson's thigh injury just yet, and Seattle has been bleeding points. They're a little bit better against the running backs, but this game has major shootout potential with Jared Goff and Russell Wilson just kind of going back and forth. Over in the receivers, we talked about Jacoby Myers earlier. He's got 30 targets in the last 3 weeks, which is fifth most in the NFL for weeks 7 to 9. So he's someone to really have, at or near the top of your waiver wire picks, because Cam Newton is definitely looking for him. N'Keal Harry has not really shown out. He was hurt. He was in the concussion protocol last week. So something that, Jacoby Myers is someone, I think he's for real, folks. The Patriots need somebody to be catching passes from him. Another player who has really stepped up lately is Curtis Samuel. He caught all 9 of his targets for 105 yards and a touchdown. He's only had 2 drops this season, or 2 targets that he did not catch, 28 to 30 targets. So he's really become a player that Teddy Bridgewater is looking for. I mean, is it amazing to think that that the Panthers could have 3 receivers who are fantasy viable going forward? But again, and the other thing about Samuel is he runs the ball a lot. So another good player to keep an eye on. Henry Ruggs, he got the big donut last week, he's owned in 42% of leagues, but again, there's that home run potential with him. And Denver just got torched last week, and has not been good against the pass of late. So definitely look at Ruggs as a potential play for the rest of the season. Rashard Higgins, another player. Remember, Odell Beckham Jr. out for the season. Higgins is owned in 24% of leagues. And the Texans, they've not been good. They're 26th in fantasy points per game allowed to the wide receivers so far this season. So Higgins could be a good play, plug and play for this week. Over in Philly, Jalen Reagor, owned in 24% of leagues. They were off last week, so this is the week to grab him, possibly put him in your lineup. He played well before he came back. Again, the rookie receivers have really been stepping up and playing great of late, so maybe he's the next one, and Philly has a good schedule coming up against them. And the Giants last week, they've been good against the pass, but they did give up 325 yards to Alex Smith last week, so maybe this is a game for Carson Wentz to come up. Another player who is someone to keep an eye on, Darnell Mooney. I mean, he's been beating a lot of DBs lately. He even had, he torched Jalen Ramsey one time against the Rams. Barely missed a ball. But again, he's a guy to keep an eye on. He got 11 targets last week, caught 5 of them for 43 yards. So maybe Nick Foles will get the deep ball working with him. And remember, Minnesota's pass defense has not been good. They've been one of the bottom feeders on against quarterbacks and wide receivers. So Mooney is someone who could be a cheap play this week, maybe a cheap play in DFS. All right, over in the tight ends, Jimmy Graham just keeps going. Caught all 6 of his targets last week for 55 yards. And right now, that's what you're looking for from your tight ends. He's playing Minnesota. So, again, that pass defense is not doing well. So, Jimmy Graham could be a cheap play if you've got Travis Kelce on bye this week. So keep an eye on him. Go grab him. Last but not least, Jordan Reed at New Orleans. The Saints have just been giving up points in droves to the tight end, and Jordan Reed could be another cheap play for your team. He only he caught 1 ball for 3, one reception for 3 yards last week, but again, he could be someone who gets you a lot of yards, maybe even falls in for a touchdown against that New Orleans defense that's just been getting killed by the tight ends this year. All right, thanks again, everybody, on this mini edition of the Familia FFB podcast. Thanks to Anchor for being our hosting network, for making sure independent podcast gets out into the Familia community. Please subscribe and leave us a review at Apple. You can also find us at Spotify, Google, wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at FamiliaFFB and FamiliaFFB.com. We'll have the article version of this Los Waivers column coming up today also, as well as our FamiliaFFB Facebook page. Gracias, everybody. And remember, todos somos familia.